Good afternoon. We continue to track a disturbance through the Great Lakes into the Ohio Valley on its way toward the mid-Atlantic coast. On this track, we have a lot of clouds across our area, especially from I-90 point south, and even a few spotty showers are possible, primarily across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. To the north of I-90, a better chance at more in the way of sunshine, especially closer to the Canadian border. Either way, the brunt of the precipitation will remain to the south of our region, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. The large circulation that brought us all the wind over the last couple of days continues to depart and weaken off into the Maritime, so while there will still be a bit of a breeze today, it'll be less and readings will be more comfortable this afternoon. As we get into the night tonight, that clipper will slide off the eastern seaboard and skies will be mostly cloudy with temperatures dipping back into the lower and middle 40s. For tomorrow, high pressure takes over and this will produce more sunshine. Still a bit on the cooler side of average as clouds will be mixing in from time to time, but readings should manage to get into the middle 60s. On the backside of that high, with the southwesterly wind flow developing on Thursday, upper 60s, and even into the lower 70s with mostly sunny skies on Friday as high pressure continues to dominate. Another system will slide through the southern plains and Tennessee Valley on its way toward the mid-Atlantic coast for the weekend. Right now, it looks like this system would be too far off to the south to bring us any precipitation. Although some cloudy periods are possible over the weekend, mixed with sunshine, as that system will be close by, and the exact track will determine exactly what we get. But right now it looks dry, with temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. It looks like this weather will hold into the day on Monday, with high temperatures staying in the 70s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Texas Hill Country, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern plains surrounding the enhanced risk area. An upper-level low over the Intermountain West will move southward into the desert southwest today, as west-to-northwest flow remains in place across the southern plains. At the surface, a cold front will advance southward across northern and central Texas into a moist air mass. Dew points will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s across the Texas Hill Country, extending southeastward to the Gulf Coast. This should result in a moderately unstable warm sector by this afternoon. As low-level convergence increases along the front, thunderstorm initiation is expected to occur during the mid-afternoon hours. The instability, combined with substantial directional shear in the low levels, will be favorable for supercells initially. Large hail will be the likely threat, and hailstones greater than 2 inches in diameter will be possible with the more dominant supercells. A tornado or two may also occur until the cells gradually congeal into a line by early evening. This may result in an increased potential for wind damage as the line moves southward across western and southern parts of the Texas Hill Country. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, increasing clouds with showers developing in the mid-60s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with the chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 1977, and the record low, 30, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m., sunset this evening at 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, a bit breezy, but more pleasant today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows around 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy, more pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a bit breezy, but more pleasant today, and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s, upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Friday. Partly to mostly sunny over the weekend, highs both days in the lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-70s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.